to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question this week is a doozy. What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What is the difference between a Christian and an atheist? Amazing question, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. I had Joel on the board today. He was like, the Anchor Baby's out for Thanksgiving holiday. And so Joel is operating the board for me here. You black. So pray. All in the name. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, trying to find a turkey, or whatever.
Gabba gabba.
That's right. If you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, you can podcast as well anywhere in the world, anywhere in the whole wide world. You can podcast the show, but you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad. In the meantime, you can hear the show as it is happening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. And bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Thursday. And some of you know, if you've been listening at all, that Thursday, we take all calls about whatever issues, but Thursday is for, we put it, set it aside for Bible Thumper Thursday because we love the Bible Thumpers. And the Bible Thumpers, they need a little bit more time because they're Bible Thumpers, they have lost all means of communication. I don't know why that happened. Well, I do know why. And so they learn the Bible, and so they'll ask you a question about the Bible or make a comment about it. But before you can respond, they already got scripture set up in their head, like working on one of those aisle thing where you pass down, everybody working on together, and they put the part together. They're just ready with another script. They do not hear the conversation at all. Their heads are filled with the knowledge of good and evil, and they call it good. So we want to put a little time, you know, give the Bible Thumper a little bit of time on Thursday. We talk to them during the week, too, but we give the Bible Thumper a little bit more time on Thursdays, all right? So Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
Get him up! Hold him up! Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Do it now!
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that people carry on like that and they think it has something to do with God? You know your mind is screwed up. They think carrying on and hooping and hollering and sweating and hallelujah. Raising a hand, clapping, and carrying on. They think they're worshiping God. What an amazing trip Satan has played on the minds of human beings. Isn't that amazing? And they go home and cry. They go home and even before they leave the church, cussing out their neighbor. Gossiping, revenge, loneliness. Amazing, huh? So, today is Thanksgiving. And from all of us at Bond, my nonprofit organization, Bond, the FallenState.tv, the producer, and all at the FallenState.tv, all of us, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the crew, Derek, my producer, and all at the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, the Hake Report and his staff, Joel Friday TV and his staff, the American Anchor Babe and his staff, Punch of TV and his staff. From everyone and all of us, happy Thanksgiving. We are grateful. We are grateful for you. We wish you well. We appreciate your support that you have given us, the participation that you've given in these shows and all of the shows, the super chats, the financial support, the prayers, everything. And we all wish you well. Have a safe Thanksgiving trip if you travel. And if you're not, have a safe Thanksgiving. Stay home. Have a... try not to argue and fight with the people. Lay your weapon down. This Thanksgiving, don't argue. Don't argue with the devil inside of you or inside of others. And we really wish you well, all right? And we're grateful for you. Thank you. And we appreciate you for everything. And stay working on you. You are your world. You are responsible for you. Take responsibility for your own life. No one else is, unless you're a kid and your parents are responsible for your children. All right? So thank you all from everybody on this side of heaven that's involved with Bond. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. I know you're wondering, how did Thanksgiving start? how did it begin? Where did it come from? And I'm going to get to your calls. I have a little sound bite about the origin of Thanksgiving. Is that way you never have to worry again as to how it started. And be thankful. All right? Be thankful. Here's the a little short soundbite on the origins of Thanksgiving. Watch this from X.
Let's embark on a journey back in time to explore the origins of Thanksgiving. In the early 17th century, a courageous band of pilgrims embarked on a perilous journey aboard the Mayflower, seeking the elusive promise of religious freedom. Battling the seas and navigating the uncertainties of a new and unfamiliar land, they ventured into the unknown with unwavering determination. Their arrival on the shores of the New World marked the commencement of a narrative that would weave itself into the very fabric of American tradition. In 1621, after a harsh winter that claimed many lives, the pilgrims, with the help of the Wampanoag people, celebrated a bountiful harvest. This communal feast, a gesture of gratitude and friendship, is often considered the first Thanksgiving. Over time, Thanksgiving evolved into a national holiday, a day for families and friends to come together, expressing gratitude for the blessings of the year. The iconic turkey, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie became staples of a feast that transcends generations. As we reflect on the history of Thanksgiving, we're reminded of the power of traditions, gratitude, and the bonds that tie us together.
Amazing, huh? You're not going to hear that from the DEI people. They don't want you to know that. They want you to be mad. They want you to say, oh, they took it from the Indians. It's the Indian land, they say. They don't want you to know the truth about how this amazing country truly got started. Not even how Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything else got started. So there you have it. And when you sit down to have a Thanksgiving meal, if the kids want to know, Daddy, 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 how did Thanksgiving get going? Well, if you ain't got no daddy, they want to know from Mama. Mama, Mama, Mama. Now you can tell them the origin of Thanksgiving. All right? Isn't that beautiful? It's touching. It makes you want to appreciate the men who sail across the ocean and discover and created the greatest land on the planet. Amazing. So happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And remember, if you happen to catch yourself in an argument, you're at the dinner table because you may get into the talk about politics. And if you bring up politics and you didn't vote for the person that's put it on the party, oh, you're in trouble. You could say, there is trouble in the land. But remember, lay your weapons down. Stop arguing with the devil and other people and in yourself, your imagination. Just two devil arguing, and you're giving a false sense of life to the devil. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that's amazing too. So don't argue. According to Colossians 3:13. Bear with one another. Bear with one another. And it said argue with one another, right? Bear with one another. Forgive each other if one of you has a complaint against another. Those are not my words. It's out of the word. Bear with one another. Forgive others, each other. if one of you have a complaint with another. The Lord has forgiven you. Now you must do the same. The Lord has forgiven you. Now you must do the same. Haven't I been telling you for 34 years? Since 1990? That you must forgive? And yet you won't lay your anger down. You won't let it go. You won't let your unforgiving heart go. But you know the Bible. You know the Word. But you won't lay down your evil heart. Salvation is of the heart. And so this Thanksgiving, and every day, but this Thanksgiving, since you all got to be running around, don't argue with each other. Forgive. I know there are people who said, oh, don't cut your hair off. No, nothing. Don't go to your family house. Don't do this and don't do that. Because they think that they lost the election or the person they voted for didn't win. Don't argue this time, all right? Never try to prove anything to anyone. Never, ever, ever. But never, never, never try to prove anything to anyone. Bear with one another. Bear with one another. God bears with you. What's that? Forgive each other if one of you has a complaint against another. The Lord has forgiven you. Now you must do the same. Isn't that amazing? Some of the most unforgiving people on this side of heaven are Christians. Allahu Abba people, some Jews and religious people are the most judgmental, unforgiving human beings on the planet. All in the name. The black Jews who think that they're the real deal. The whatever else religion you belong to. Unforgiving people I've ever seen. This Thanksgiving, reflect on that and let your anger go. Let your anger go. And anyone that has anger is one with the devil. Anyone. I don't care how many stats of Bible you have. I don't care if you're waiting for the kingdom to come when it has already come. I don't care if you're waiting for the revelation thing to happen when it has already happened and you're still waiting. Or you think Jesus is God. Or whatever your trip may be, you must forgive. All right? If you want to be free, reflect on that this Thanksgiving. And again, from all of us at every department of Barn, radio, TV, whatever. Thank you. It's been a lesson. It's been amazing. It's also amazing how fast time goes by. It's already Thanksgiving. Can you imagine that? It doesn't seem like it's time for it yet. You know what I mean? Yes, I know what you mean, Jesse. And remember Colossians 3:13, right? If you find yourself in this situation, stop and remember Colossians 3:13. Watch this from X. If you find yourself in this situation.
Get out. People can get out.
Hey, wait.
You're going to lose that hat.
Sir, please calm down.
Rawr, rawr.
He think about 313 collection, huh? He sure ain't for bear with one another. No patience there at all. And his little dog on the side. A man ain't got no business walking around with a little dog like that.
He went in there with Colossians, but he didn't leave with it.
He sure didn't. Rah, rah! Running right into the woman and just knocking her back like he's in a car. What a mess. Somebody needs to remember, hey, stop. Remember Colossians 3:13. Bear with one another. Forgive each other. If one of you has a complaint against another, the Lord has forgiven you. Now you must do the same. Do you know that never, ever, 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 but never, ever a reason to be angry? Isn't that amazing? There's not one thing that can happen to you in the world whether you've been raped or whatever, there's never a reason to be angry. Anyone that is angry is lost. Anyone that has anger is lost. Anger is hatred. Hatred is you playing God. And as long as you play God, you will never know God. You will always be miserable. You go from one trouble to another one. 888. So happy Thanksgiving. Be safe on the road and out there, even if you're not on the road, but you're just going to the gas station or whatever. Watch your backs. A lot of bad stuff happening. Human beings are evil. They're evil. A lot of bad stuff has happened, so be aware. 888-775-3773. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Let me go to the busy phones. We're going to get to your super chats and everything. Don is the first time call out of Michigan. Don, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Happy Thanksgiving, and how are you?
All is well, Don. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
So I wanted to share my experience with the silent prayer.
Okay.
I've been listening to you for maybe 6 years or so.
Uh-huh.
And the last year I've been doing the silent prayer really consistently. The first few years I did it kind of on and off. I couldn't stay with it for whatever reason, the thoughts getting to me. And so this past year I've been doing it really consistently. And I've noticed that the last few times I've done the prayer, I kind of have noticed that I feel like I'm in my body, but that I'm not my body, if that makes sense. Like I can feel myself look at, like an out of body experience, almost like I can feel myself looking at myself, but from inside myself, I don't know. And I notice I'm very aware kind of all the little sounds and things going on around me. Like I'm really in the moment, in the present, you know, I feel like I'm part of that present moment. And I'm just, so my question about it was, does that sound like I'm doing something right or I'm on the right path? Because it's like I'm to a point in the prayer where I can't tell if I'm losing consciousness or if I'm gaining consciousness, or should I even have an opinion about it that way?
You should not have one opinion about it at all. Because if you have an opinion about it, it's just another false identity. And having an opinion about it is keeping you away from God.
So I'm just listening to thoughts kind of when they come instead of...
Absolutely. And that's what you're trying to overcome. You're trying to overcome the demons of thoughts. Okay. And you want to live a life of no thinking. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And so any opinion about it is keeping you in hell.
Okay.
It's like the people who know the Bible, right? They can quote the Bible, they read the Bible, they can go scripture, scripture, but yet you can see that they are lost and they are in the darkness, yeah. And all they have an opinion about the Bible, and they have been convinced that they're right about it. You can't even convince them because they're lost.
They can just say it all day long, but they don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, they're lost in opinion. But the one thing I do want you to know is that when you can see, and it sounds like you're on your way, you will be present. You will start to see things that you had not seen before because you were lost in thought.
Yeah, I've noticed recently that I've been able to kind of, like, you know how you say you should watch the thoughts like a movie?
Yes.
Like, you're not a part of it.
That's
right. I've noticed that recently, like, I'll get into the prayer and I'll get quiet inside my head, and then I'll watch for it and I'll notice a thought come through, and I can see it, like, almost like it's running past me in front of me, and I just kind of let it go. Now, I don't ignore it, but I see it and I just let it pass, and you know, and it just happens over and over like that, you know.
And that's all you have to do, Don, for the rest of your life. You want to be able to see. I once was blind, but now I see. And all your life, you've been living in those thoughts, one with them. And you have been convinced that all of those, which are just evil spirits, by the way, but you have been convinced that all those thoughts were you, because no one came along and said, no, Don, no, come out of those thoughts. They're not you.
Yeah.
And so now you're becoming aware. I want to encourage you to stay with the silent prayer, and even during the day, practice being present.
Yeah, I have done that quite a few times recently, where I'll notice that I'm getting carried away with my thoughts, or I'll start to get irritated or angry about something, and I kind of just try to do the prayer, even if it's just for a couple minutes, just to kind of, you know, kind of remember that that's not me.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do want to remember, it's not you. You're not the thoughts. You're not the emotions. You're not your body. You're not your ideas. You're not your plans. You're none of those things at all. You're not your tears. You're not your ups and your downs. You're not your job. You're not your family. You're none of those things. So if you just, when those thoughts come, and just watch them and do nothing about them, the kingdom of heaven will be yours.
Awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. It is amazing.
So, John, before I go to the next caller, what was it about you that you've been knowing about this for years, but you have not been doing the silent prayer, working on yourself like that? Why not? Do you know why not?
I don't really know. I don't know. The first few years is like, I almost felt silly trying to do it. I don't know. I felt silly trying to do it or whatever. And then, after listening to you for a few years, and then a couple years ago, I forgave my mother and I forgave my father. And after that, I really started getting consistent with the prayer and kind of noticing more things about myself. And that prompted me to really want to stay in it, because
right on.
I'm kind of learning things about myself that I think I have always known, but I'm not aware of.
Yeah. Yeah. There are so many, if you stay with this, there's things about you that you don't have any clue of.
Yeah.
And you're going to be stunned to learn about them. So stay with it.
I believe that's true, because I've experienced that already a couple of times.
Yeah.
Like these revelations about things about myself, about how I react to things, or how I let my thoughts tell me what I'm supposed to feel about something.
Oh, man, well, you stay with it, Don.
It's been a blessing, and I am very thankful for you, Jesse. I really am.
Right on. Stay with it, man, all right?
I will. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and, you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, a couple announcements. The office is closed today and tomorrow, of course. We're doing the shows, but that's about it. After my show today, as always, the Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. The Hake Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. At 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then, no Anchor Baby. You can podcast the Anchor Baby show, but you can't. He's out of town. He's traveling. He is traveling, all right? So no Anchor Baby today, unless he does something while he's out and he announces it, you can catch him. He'll make his announcement. He'll be back on Sunday, I think he told me, sometime. Listen up. As some of you know, we're raising money to carry us through the holidays here at Barn. It's time for giving. I have a chalice grant for you. A chalice grant. Isn't that cool? I have someone who will give up to $50,000 if I can raise $50,000. They'll give up to $50,000 if I can raise $50,000. We got to raise $50,000. All right? And that'll help carry us through the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year while y'all out there traveling, running around. It's the end of the year giving, tax deductible and everything. So we need your support. We helped you, so help us to help others. We got stuff we got to pay, like any other business. So what I want to encourage you to do, to go and give the $50,000. Or whatever you can give to get up to the $50,000, right? So go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BARN, 800-411-2663, and make a donation today. Right now, rush. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Don't walk, run. I appreciate it. And this person is giving up to $50,000. Hey, just I give up to $50,000 if you can raise $50,000. Or whatever you raise, I give up to that amount. All right, so thank you all for your support. I shouldn't have to ask, but I understand you need reminding sometime. Amazing. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BARN. You can also mail it in and make it out to Barn and check a money order out to Barn, or... And you can mail it to P.O. Box 350, 350-9030. Right, Hake? 350-90, LA, California, 90035. It's on the website there. 350-90, LA, California, 90035. And we have a bond holiday sale. Holiday. If you take a little time, oh yeah, oh yeah. Time to take a break. Holiday sale, bond holiday sale, 15% off on all merch starting tomorrow. 15% off on all merch starting tomorrow. Use the code bond dash, is that a dash or is this bond HS? Bond dash HS. What? For books. Bond-HS for books. Go to rebuildingaman.com/shop. Oh, mate, a lot to remember. Write it down. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Anna. Anaya. Not Anna, but Anaya out of Mississippi. M-I, crooked ladder, crooked ladder. I, crooked ladder, crooked ladder. I, humpback, humpback, I. That's how you spell Mississippi. Anaya, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Uncle Jesse. Can you hear me okay?
Long time no hear. How are you?
I'm okay. And you said it's Anaya.
Anaya.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about something I heard. Just to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
And there was this guy, I heard him say that if a girl isn't married at a certain age, maybe by the age of 18, that she should apologize to her father for not being married. Because she's essentially failed as a woman, and she's going to get a guy to marry her at a certain age. And if she's not married now, it's because she's not marriageable, or there's no man who would think that she's able to be married. I just wanted to know, what did you think about that?
Whoever said that is evil, and I would recommend you never listen to them again. That's a lie. It's not true. Your life is not about getting married. And I understand women, it's natural for women to want, they have it in them to want to get married, have a family. And but it's not, if you never got married, if you're seeking what's right and you're living with the father, in the presence of the father, you're going to be fine. Your life is not based on whether you get married or have children or not.
Yeah, I hear you. And what I realize a lot, especially with people nowadays, they seem to, their whole lives seem to evolve around finding like a lover or,
yeah,
or a girlfriend or a wife. It's like nothing else matters except that. And it's very hard for them to separate from the idea that maybe they can just be on their own and still be fulfilled without having somebody with them.
Anything from the outside that makes you happy. Those people have a shallow mind. They have a shallow mind. I heard it said once about shallow minds. They have a shallow mind. So that's why you have to practice being present so that the truth can guide you. Because human beings, due to the evil hearts of human beings. Human beings are evil. They'll come up with all kinds of lies and deceit in order to deceive you. So
yeah.
Do not fall for that lie. That's a lie. There's no truth in that. Just let that pass and work and continue to work on yourself.
Thank you, Uncle Jesse. I noticed I hear this a lot from black men. They seem to speak about, you know, black women doing this to them and doing that to them and how they're single and they're unmarried and things like that and how they're not, I guess, marriageable. And to a degree, you know, I do understand that when I look at some black women's bad attitudes. Another thing I want to talk to you about concerning that is when it comes to dying from the ego and being more true to yourself, like when you say things like, if you don't want to smile, you shouldn't smile, you know. or if you don't want to laugh and you laugh anyway, it's like you're being fake, so to speak, and you're kind of following after the spirit because you're afraid of what people might think of you. And I noticed how if, you know, me as a Black woman, that could correlate to appearing as though I have some sort of attitude. You know, like if I don't smile or if I don't laugh, you know what I mean? If I don't appear to be friendly to make people like me. So I was curious to know, like, what do you have? I mean, can you say anything to me about, you know, overcoming that?
Number one, don't ever say as a Black woman again. All right. That doesn't make
I'm talking about Black people, like the Black thing.
That's I know, but you said me as a Black woman, right?
Yeah.
No, you're not a Black woman. Forget about that. So that you don't take on another false identity. And number two, people who live that way, they have fear. They have anger. So they're living a life of fear. And they got to act in the way that the world has trained them to act because they don't want to be perceived as anything else. They smile because they're afraid that if they didn't smile, they'll be judged as being mean or nasty or not nice or something, right? Or if they do smile, they think they're going to be perceived as nice. Someone think, oh, that's such a nice lady. She smiled. And those people who are living that way are living in fear. Fear controls and dictate their whole life. And the only way to overcome that is to be aware of that. That's why you got to practice being present so you can see what's going on inside of you, what's driving you. And when you can see it, you will naturally overcome it. You can't make yourself overcome it. Seeing it will cause you to overcome it. That's why you got to know yourself.
Thank you for that. And one last thing, what do you believe a woman's purpose is? This is not to get married.
Come back to your phone.
Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said last question is, what do you believe a woman's purpose is? If it's not to get married, or, yeah, help meet to a man. Like, what is it as a woman?
Her job is to do exactly what the man should do, is overcome, return to the Father, overcome your hell. Life is about overcoming your misery. And men and women must overcome their misery, because if you don't overcome your hell, you're going to get, and if you got married, all you're going to do is catch more hell, because you're going into hell thinking that it's going to be heaven. So your purpose is to overcome your misery in life.
Yeah, can I just say that I definitely noticed that a lot of these relationships where people try to find somebody, it never works.
Right.
And it just fails. And then I hear people always talking about being in a relationship. So it just sounds like you're basically trying to get someone to get into a relationship just so it could fail.
Right.
And so they could go through a lot of hell. It's so weird that nobody questions. Well, we want to get in a relationship, and we're talking about it, and that's kind of what we're about. But why is it failing so much? Why is it not working? Why doesn't it last? And then when it does last, it's like, is this lasting dysfunction and misery? You know what I mean?
Right. And even if they stay together for 50 years, they're still miserable. They have only caught hell for 50 years, and then they have children, and they pass on that same hell to the children, and then the children repeat the same thing, and the children pass it on to their children, and it's just misery. They have put that before seeking what's right. They have put that before returning to the Father. Nothing going to make you give you perfect peace except that you wake up.
Yeah, that's definitely what I want. I think if there's anything in this world that's worth seeking after, is that perfect peace and that kingdom that you talk about.
Yes.
And
believe me, there is a kingdom. There is another world above us and inside of us. And believe me, it is completed. The work is done. And we are free if we want to be free. But we are free if we live from that kingdom of heaven within. And it is done, but most people don't even want to believe that. They don't know I hear people call hate shows sometimes my show, and they think that they wait on the revelation to happen. I was like, can you get into drama than that? But Christ said, it's done. It's finished. He said, don't look over there. If somebody tells you to look over there for it, don't do it. Look over there, don't do it. What you're doing over there when you should be over here, right? And the people are looking everywhere but within. They're looking in their imagination. They're looking in the Bible. They're looking in the church. They're looking for a relationship. They're looking for money, power, whatever. And they're not finding what they're looking for because it's right at hand. It's in them, but they don't know it. So look within you. Stay with that. And if you get married along the way, it'll happen naturally. And you would not have to do one iota of a thing to make it work. It will work naturally if it comes together naturally. But if you look for it, it's going to come together in an unnatural way, and you're going to spend the rest of your life trying to make it work.
Yeah. I don't try to make relationships happen. And because of that, I don't have no friends. I don't talk to nobody. I ain't got with nobody.
Nice.
People try to talk to me. I talk to them. I engage, but I just, like you said, I don't really try to put myself on them. I kind of just keep to myself, and then it's like after a while they just fade away. You know, they go away.
Beautiful. That's what you want. You want the devils to go away. So stay with it, all right? And it's good to hear from you.
Oh yeah, good to hear from you. Are you still considering coming out to Mississippi?
I am, and I'll definitely let you know.
I'd appreciate that. I'd love to see you down here. Thank you, Uncle Jesse.
All right. Good to talk to you. Amazing. Jason is, there's one line open, 888-77-JESSE, is out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? First of all,
happy Thanksgiving, Jason.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, that silent prayer that you're telling everybody to say, your God doesn't say nothing about silent prayer.
How do you know?
Well, it's not in the Bible.
How do you know what my God say?
How do I know? Because I've read your Bible. I've looked it up. I've been going through these transcripts, and there's nothing about silent prayer in your Bible.
And so how do you know what my God said, though?
Because you go by the Bible, don't you?
Do you hear me talk about the Bible?
Yes, I do. didn't you just say something about like one verse that like they not doing the Colossians verse?
How do you know that my God doesn't say be still and know him?
Because it doesn't say that. It's not in the book. Point it out in the book where it says that.
And what are you doing reading the Bible? You don't even like God.
I have a thirst for knowledge. I like to know things.
You have a thirst for knowledge?
Yes, I like to know things. I like to like find out how things go together.
But knowledge doesn't let you know things.
Okay. say what you said. Say what you said again.
Knowledge doesn't let you know things. Knowledge keeps you away from the truth. You can have knowledge. You can have knowledge, and you can learn how to build a house or make a meal or ride a horse or pick some cotton. But that's about it, and that's knowledge is not letting you know the truth at all.
Knowledge does not let you know the truth. So how do you know about what you say about your God is true if you don't have no knowledge of it?
By letting the knowledge go. You believe in God?
No, I don't.
So why are you so interested in him?
Because you sitting up here telling people wrong. That's why I'm interested.
But how do you know you don't even believe in God?
And again, we go into the believing and the knowing. Nowhere in your book does it say anything about a silent prayer.
How do you know you don't? I'm a little confused, Jason. I'm black and slow. But
we know
you are. You are a guy that does not care at all about God, but you're most interested in God.
It's not interested. I'm knowledgeable of the story of the talk about the God. At the time, I was interested and curious.
When
I took the time to do the knowledge and study.
Why do you want to know the knowledge about a God that you're not even interested in?
You said, why would I? Because, like, that was, like, the common topic. That is something, like, philosophy. Like, I really do study, like, philosophies and cultures and ways of life and stuff like that. And there's a lot of gods in a lot of different cultures and a lot of different philosophies.
A lot of what? You said a lot of God in different cultures?
A lot of God. Like, there's a lot of different cultures and a lot of different gods in different cultures.
No, there's only one God.
See, and there you go with that again. You can't prove that you can't prove the God that you're talking about.
There's only I shouldn't. I don't want to prove it, and I'm not trying to prove it to you. But let me. Are you saying that there is more than one God?
No, I'm saying there is no God. God is not a concept that came up for that in different cultures to explain the things that they didn't know. That's how the whole God concept came out.
How do you know
things that people did not know?
How do you know that?
Okay. All right, do you know, like, all right.
How do you know that? I asked you, how do you know that?
How do I know that? That's what, like, when studying, when people did not know about diseases, did not know about the winds, did not know about, like, the sun and stuff like that. They started.
You're not answering my question.
How did I know that? Well, I've studied it. It was like there's a lot of people that, like, wrote books and information about this type of stuff. I can give you, like,
a lot of people wrote information about Martin Luther King, too, and you've now realize that they were lying about Martin Luther King, right?
No, they weren't. What did they lie about Martin Luther King about?
They said, and by the way, God is not into your culture. I forgot to mention that. God is not into your culture. But let me. They said that the whole Martin Luther King Jr. thing was about civil rights. And in reality, since you're so into reading culture, you know that there's no such thing as civil rights, right?
That's not like, hold on. So you're trying to say they got
Am I right about that?
No, you're wrong.
Is there such a thing as civil rights?
Yes, there are things of civil rights.
And what are civil rights?
Civil rights is for everybody to have the same rights, where everybody can use the same water fountain. That is civil. That is being civilized.
No. What is civil rights? You're talking about the Constitution. I asked you what are civil rights. I didn't ask you about the Constitution.
Civil rights are rights that everybody should have. Like, just being like an American, you be entitled to them rights.
Like
everybody
what?
Everybody are entitled to the same rights.
That's not a civil right, man.
The right to vote is not
what is a civil right?
I'm just telling you, the right to vote is a civil right, my dude.
No, it's not, right, my dude.
How is the right to vote? So you're trying to say everybody given the right to vote is not a civil right. It's not something for everybody.
Right. Because when I become president, if you
don't
own...
become president, you stupid and you old and you're going to die soon. So get that out your head. So what's next? What's next? Like, dude, let's talk about civil rights.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Let's talk about civil rights.
Jason.
Go ahead.
Calm down.
I don't want to hear about you becoming president. I want to know, like, civil rights. You're saying, like, everybody the right to vote is not civil.
Jason.
Go ahead.
When I become president, if you don't own land, you're not going to be able to vote.
You're not going to become president. You're going to die soon.
When I become president...
Like I said, you're going to die soon.
Jason.
So we'll find out.
Jason, when I become president, do you own land?
Why does that... Like, so you're saying... I mean, that's what you want. Only people that own land, but you're not going to
become
president.
Do you own land?
We are not resorting back to the...
Jason, do you own land?
Not right now.
You ain't going to be able to vote. If you don't own land, you can't vote. Isn't that amazing?
Can we get back to what we were talking about before? Why did you run from the topic? Because your silent prayer
because
is
it's a waste of time. What you're talking about?
What you're talking about made no sense.
Jason,
no,
I gotta take a break. Call me again, all right? Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. I gotta take a break. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny! And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
Some serious mess going on in the world. Am I right? But there's much to, for which to be thankful. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. This is a special edition of Hake News, Not Fake News. JLP will be right back to your calls. It is Thursday, November 28th, AD 2024, and it is Thanksgiving Day here in America. So enjoy this George Washington's, courtesy of Revolver.News. Hey, no commie nonsense today, or maybe there will be. Stay tuned. But George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation on the 3rd of October, 1789. Did you even know there was a 1789? That's mind-boggling. By the President of the United States of America, the third greatest president ever, behind Trump and Biden. Biden's the second greatest. Whereas it is the duty of all nations, capital N nations, to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. Can you imagine that? The duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly implore the protections and favor. Whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. Nice. To be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors, whatever signal favors are, I don't understand that English, of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. That's completely gone, right? No more duty to acknowledge God, obey His will, no duty to obey God's will, no duty to be grateful for His benefits, and no humility to implore His protection and favor. It's all gone, except Trump is bringing it back, the first greatest president. Nice. So he goes on and on and on and checks and talks about God and the country. Sweet. Right on. Thank you, Revolver News, and thank you to the late, great George Washington. Was he great? I don't know. Maybe I'll be proven wrong someday. What a mess. I guess we'll read a little bit of Commie Nonsense Network, shall we? No. We'll read the far-left extremist AP, Associated Press, just off the deep end. The black on the inside White House is pressing the Ukraine to draft an 18-year-olds in the war with Russia. What? That's terrible. Bolivia is facing a shocking economic collapse. Bolivia. And can scientists predict when a volcano will erupt? What a mess. Trump vows tariffs over immigration. The commie nonsense from far left AP say that their numbers talk about border. They have the numbers. They pretend to have the numbers on border crossings, drugs, and crime. Trump's anti-immigration rhetoric, his base rhetoric, has resonated with voters concerned about immigration and crime. There's more to the story, they say, than Trump's short statement suggested. Well, look at what the numbers say. Border Patrol made 56,530 arrests in October, about supposedly a four-year low because it was out of control under evil Joe Biden. It hasn't always been like that. A little less than a year ago, December 2023, Border Patrol made 250,000 arrests along the southern border, an all-time high just last year. Trump and many Republicans have often portrayed the United States' southern border as wide open to drug smuggling. They have linked immigrants, illegals they mean, to drug smuggling, and immigrants too, by the way, legal immigrants sometimes, to drug smuggling, and accused Mexico of doing little to stop it. Much of America's fentanyl is smuggled in through Mexico. But the fentanyl scourge began well before Crooked Joe took office, and we all know that because it's been happening a long time. Statistics show Americans are doing smuggling, too, across the border. So deal with the so-called Americans as well. Anchor babies, perhaps. I'm James Hake.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. What the? Happy Thanksgiving. Listen to the first hour today podcast. I sent out my Thanksgiving to all of you from all of us at every aspect of Barn. All right? So check out podcast you're hearing, and Hake is tweeting it out as well. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, what's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What is the difference between a Christian and an atheist? Amazing question. If you're out and about, land up at the beach, or whatever you might be doing, you're trying to, you're the mayor or the governor of the city or state, and you're trying to help the illegal hide from Trump because you don't want the illegal to be deported back to wherever they came from because you want the vote. And so you're going to help the lawbreakers break the law. You still can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you might not have time to sit at home and watch it because you got to help the illegal aliens. You can be listening on your iPhone, iPad by calling the listen line. Oh, you might be having an abortion right now. Do they have abortion on Thanksgiving? Maybe. You may be laying up having an abortion right now. You can be listening to the show as they're killing the baby, the man's baby in your womb. You know, amazing? You don't have to miss a show. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Amazing. Happy Thanksgiving. I do cameos for you, too. Birthday shout-outs, congratulations shout-outs, encouragement shout-outs, happy Thanksgiving shout-outs, Merry Christmas shout-out, Happy Hanukkah shout-out, Happy New Year shout-outs, and amazing shout-outs. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. I want to do some super chats. I didn't get a chance to do any in that first hour. And happy Thanksgiving, folks. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Jamil, yesterday with the coffee, biblical question answer.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
When they feel miserable or are having a hard time, they both call out to God and try to make a deal. They promise they will be good and stop doing evil, not knowing that they are making a deal with the devil. Sounds like you didn't describe a difference.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Ashley from California, is seeing the anger God taking it away? I might have asked this yesterday. And is he taking it away from the body because our true self never has been angry?
Is seeing the angry God taking it away?
Yeah, seeing the anger God taking it away.
What happens if you see it? And if you can see it, you're going to be disassociating yourself with it. You're not calling it you. Because it's a demon. It's a spirit, right? Evil spirit. And so seeing it, and if you don't call it you, don't identify with it, the light, the truth that allows you to see it will take it away from you, 100%. But if you call it you, I'm angry. You made me angry. I mean, then you are identifying with it and will not be taken away from you. That you're claiming that identity, an evil identity. So see it, do nothing about it, don't identify with it, and it will be taken away from you. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors, Cactus Eater Bear, Eli Ja, Games for Rec Misty, Wolf 336, Dolphin Spirit 22, Army Ann, Groovy Monkey, and Potleaf, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew yesterday. Shout out.
Shout out. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Sean asked.
Ask!
After the archive premiere, the JLP archive that premiered yesterday afternoon, where there's pictures of you talking to some soldiers, was this at Camp Pendleton?
Yeah.
That was Camp Pendleton?
Down there by San Diego.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That was so amazing.
Right on.
I've had some amazing time in my life.
Indeed.
Yes, that was amazing, too. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, human morals are simply judgments with no love or understanding. Look at Jesus being crucified. Jesus had morals from the Father that he knew what seemed morally wrong, dying on the cross, was actually right and needed to happen. That's an example of real morals from God.
Good point. Human morality is evil. That's why I'm telling people to drop it. Human beings do not have morals. They are the most judgmental people on this side of heaven because they have no morals. And they only agree with your vanity when your vanity agrees with them. I read that. It was so true. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Yep.
1776 Christians bought a coffee. 219 days until White History Month.
July just feels white. July is, and July will always be White History Month. Nice. Thank you.
That might have been yesterday, so now it may be 218. I'm not sure. I didn't try the math myself.
Amazing.
Mac O'Leary bought three coffees. Joel, a trip with no map. I always wondering why he didn't read the super chats. Then I heard the Arkansas clip. What the? Then I'm watching Punchy TV from Monday, and his eyes were all red. Hashtag skating.
He black. Amazing.
Beta!
Thank you.
Luke bought three coffees. Answer to the biblical question.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Nothing. They are both false identities.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Sweet. Ashley from California, another coffee. Wow. All my life, most of the words I've spoken were pleasing to the devil and others.
Yeah.
Like the root of every word I have spoken has been to show I'm a good person. Love me. Like me. I'm cool, too. That's what you mean by love is hate, right? I know they seem like really simple truths. And continuing what? Well, it's not very pithy.
Thank you. Amazing. I forgot to do the intro.
Oh, indeed.
Bible Thump of Thursday. I forgot to do it. Oh, Lord.
All right, brother.
All right, brother.
Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
I can hardly hear him, but he's drunk as a bastard.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Holy Ghost language. You think that's the Holy Ghost language?
What?
If anybody asks, what's the matter with me? I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. Amazing. Thank you, Joey. I totally forgot. Okay.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley.
And she's talking about how words she spoke were always pleasing to the devil in others.
It's amazing that in that fallen state, we can be worshiping the devil and call it God.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
When I was growing up, I was taught that idols had demons behind them.
They do.
It's crazy.
They really do.
Yeah.
They really, really do. Isn't that amazing?
And like an idea can be like it's like a fake idea about God.
100%. An idea about God is just an idea. That's why people, you hear the Christians saying that they're waiting for something, revelation thing to happen. That's just an idea that has already happened, but they don't know it. And they will not believe it because they have this idea about God. They have an idea about things to come. And they have ideas, and ideas are just spirits of evil.
Yeah,
who told you that?
They're talking out of their heads.
Who told you that?
Who told me what?
You said somebody told you that when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. My mother, probably. Shout out.
Shout out to Mary. Your Mary told you that?
She told me that when you worship idols, there's demons behind them. Somebody said that. Some of the Christians in my life, the older Christian people.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mary.
Maybe it was Terry and Pat.
What's your daddy name?
Steven, with a PH. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Steven. Steven is so smart.
Indeed.
Oh, my God. Steven, his father, James' father, spoke to our men's group twice.
And he's dignified, not like Hake.
He sure is.
He's mature.
Are you more like your mama or your dad? No, your dad.
My brother is silly, and my dad's, I mean, he's funny, but he's not usually just silly.
Right.
Yeah.
He is dignified.
Yeah.
Amazing. Smart, though.
Indeed.
It was deep. But anyway, happy Thanksgiving, James' daddy. What's his name?
Steven.
Steven and Mary. Gabba gabba.
There it is. That's funny.
Okay.
A very generous 10 coffees from Jake. Jesse, you have changed my life, and I have been watching your show for the last 2 years, and I have woken up. I have an awesome relationship with my father after all these years, and I just want to say thank you. Keep doing God's work. Much appreciated.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
You can get your Stay With It tee by going to rebuildingtheman.com/stores, by the way. And it is available in tri-blend, the Jesse Lee Peterson approved tri-blend.
I don't think I like this
material tri-blend. And fit.
Yeah.
Or you can get boring, weird fitting 100% cotton like Hake prefers.
Right.
Because at least it doesn't stink under my armpits after. Because no polyester. And it's not all hot.
Your armpits stink?
Well, with polyester.
You should use baking soda.
That's true.
Baking soda.
I just use 72-hour deodorant.
You can't say boring cotton t-shirt because that's the favorite one I like. So people got to know that it's just as good, you guys.
Yeah, it's...
It's just a different taste for different people.
Right.
Different stroke for different folks. Different stroke for different folks.
Right.
And so on and so on. And Scooby, Scooby, Scooby.
Easier done than said. Bought 5 coffees. Almost forgot my night silent prayer. Cringe emoji. Or zzz. Silent prayer night and day. That's how we keep the boogeyman away.
That's for sure.
Can't wait for 30 minutes with Ethan tomorrow. Hope you call back, Ethan. Happy Thanksgiving, you jive turkeys. Ooh, shirt idea, perhaps? Thank you.
Tomorrow, if Ethan should call, we're going to do Friday, first half hour with Ethan.
Oh, that's right. That Ethan. Yeah. The 18-year-old Ethan.
That's going to be interesting.
Sweet.
So you don't want to miss it. It's his first show. He called in yesterday. I'm like, you want to do a show with us? And it's going to be interesting. I don't even know who he is, so we'll see how it goes. Oh, amazing. We're building this network one person at a time. Nice. One male at a time. Thank you.
Easier done than said about a follow-up coffee. Almost forgot to mention I worked all day without headphones or music in my van. After trying to invest in Gold Co., emphasis on the trying part, the world is so heavenly. Wish there was not so many lonely people. I look at all the lonely people. Thank God I'm not one of them. But I've been there, too.
Yeah.
Can do now is be an example.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Andrew bought a coffee. Hey, JLP and crew, happy Thanksgiving. Hope everyone has a great turkey day. This Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for life.
Right on. Thank you. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah.
Someone is now a member. Thank you. Monthly supporter on the buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Thank you, someone.
Utan.
Amazing.
Ultan, like Sultan, bought 3 coffees. Or is it Utan, like Sultan? 3 coffees. Biblical question answer.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Atheists and Christians both think that God is some man in the sky. Only atheists don't think he exists. They don't know the Spirit of God within.
Amazing. Thank you. That guy, Jason, from New York.
Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. He does not believe there was a God, but he's so into talking about God.
Yeah.
What the?
He has a thirst for knowledge.
What the?
Talking out of his head with no understanding.
It's crazy.
Judging.
It's crazy. But I wish Jason well.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Jesse, happy Thanksgiving to you and the entire staff. Also, I realize I can only judge with anger. I do not pay enough attention to my angry thoughts. It is wrong. That's why I learned from the no judgment assignment. Thank you.
Right on. Stay with it. Thank you.
And Shosugino, bought 3 coffees. Don't forget the sweet potato pie, Jesse.
I will not. I want sweet potato pie and or candy yams. Amazing. Can you hold there?
Indeed.
Thank you. We'll come back and finish up. I want to get to some calls, and I have a couple more amazing sound bites I want to play for you. Let me go to David out of California. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too, David.
So I have an answer for the biblical question, too.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
One tells you God isn't real. Another tells you of a God that isn't real.
And which one tell you that God is real?
The one Christian tells you a God that isn't real, and the atheist tells you that God isn't real.
Interesting. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Of course. And also about the silent prayer, I've been doing it day and night.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time. And I also started doing it at work yesterday. I got very, very tired. I felt drained, not overwhelmed or anything, just very tired. My body was weak. So I went into the back of my van and I just sat there and did the silent prayer. And I fell asleep and I woke back up and I wasn't tired anymore. And I just walked through my whole day without thinking, without any hesitation, and it was truly, truly amazing.
You're right about that. And speaking of that, I wish, but for conversation purposes, mm-hmm. human beings don't understand the miracle, if I can borrow a word, of living a life without thinking. Mm-hmm. It is, there are no words to express what it is to live a life without thinking. It's like there are no words to express what the kingdom of heaven is like within. I try to find words to express it because I want people to know that it does exist. It's real. It's done. It's finished. It's a whole new way of living. It's just the right way to live it. But I can't find the right word to express what is like to live from the kingdom of heaven. So I totally understand what you're saying, man. It's amazing.
Yeah, I was walking taller. I felt more confident. I would go into the gym. I wasn't worried about other people looking at me.
Yeah,
I was just into my workout, focused on what I was doing. And this morning, I was at the gym, and this man named Rich, I remember his name because the first thing that came to mind was Rich in Spirit. I even told it to him. he comes up to me and he's complimenting my body. No, am I allowed to say hobo? No hobo. Exactly. He complimented my body. No homo, but I just started having a conversation with him. And I didn't try to tell him about silent prayer or verses or anything like that. We just started talking about exercise and my routine. And it, while I was speaking with him, I kind of figured out that that's what I want to do, is kind of build. I've been building me and working on me and getting a routine ready. And I finally got something together that I could pass on to, you know, someone else. And I even told him, because he's paying like thousands of dollars to this guy who lives in New York, doesn't even go to the gym with him. He just calls him up all the time. He tells him what to eat, tells him what to do.
Amazing.
And I told him, hey, I'm here every day. Like, I come here in the morning before work and I come here after work at nighttime. If we ever run into each other, I would love, you know, to just show you what I do, or you can give me your number and I'll write down my routine, or I'll send you videos of what I do. And, you know, you don't have to pay for anything. I just want to pass on what I know and, you know, I try it out and see what happens. And he said, he gave me his number, and, you know, it kind of put me into this direction of, you know, trying to open up a gym, trying to get something together to pass on to younger people and older people. Oh, and he was older than me, by the way.
Amazing.
Nice. Yeah, so,
well, one step at a time, and one step at a time, stay with it. Just one step at a time. Don't look ahead. Don't look back. Just stay present and do what's in front of you. David, I got to run, but thank you, man, and happy Thanksgiving, all right?
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, buddy.
Love you guys.
You too. Thank you. Oh, amazing. Let me go to John out of Romania. There's one line open, 888-77-JESSE. Heard around the world. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, John.
Can you hear me well?
How are you?
Can you hear me well?
Hey, John.
I'm doing well. All is well.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if all is well with you, I have some. I have something to ask you, like an opinion about our elections right now. We are also in the middle of some elections, and something very strange happened. A guy from which promoted himself on TikTok mostly went around to win the first running. We in our country we have the first running, and the first two go on for the second running if no one obtains the majority. And everyone is freaking out because they are scared of him, and they are saying many things about him. Like, for example, they find his TikTok campaign shady because he was voted very much from people abroad, not from the, not by people in our country. They are saying that the promoting was sponsored by Russia, maybe. They are saying he's pro-Russia, anti-NATO, anti the European Union, and they found they are saying things also about a video he disliked Putin, like riding a horse, swimming in freezing waters, and. On that note, the only thing I could find about what he said about Russia and Putin was that he said that Putin is a leader and one of the very few left, which he isn't wrong about that. There aren't many leaders around.
Right.
I can only think of Trump other than him. He also promotes conservative values, and as a result, gay and LGBTQ people are scared of him. He also promotes the value of a woman and how important it is because she gives birth, but it isn't a woman is not suitable for a president because his other candidate, the counter candidate for the second run, is a woman, which her name isn't, in my opinion, Romanian. It's Lasconi, and it sounds Italian. He also became a relevant candidate towards the end of the election day when the vote started, the vote counting started coming in. And a few hours before the end, he jumped from being totally irrelevant to number one.
That's amazing. And so is he considered, over in Romania, is he considered to be a conservative?
He is promoting conservative values, but apparently everyone who's freaking out about him says that's wrong. He's promoting the value of God, the traditional family, if you can call it that, like between a man and a woman, not gay stuff and trans stuff and whatever. He also wants to end the kids, the teenagers consuming drugs in school, which also is not a bad thing. Because it is a bit of an issue in our country with that 13, 14-year-olds do drugs in schools, and not just pot. They do a lot, apparently.
And so are you voting for him?
Of course. I'm not voting for a woman president.
Right on.
Because even though she says sometimes patriotic stuff, like promoting the people and so on, she doesn't seem prepared. She's an ex-journalist who was then a mayor, and now she's running for presidency. But she's from a party which is like a combination of the other parties, the Social Democratic Party, the Liberal National Party, which they aren't really right or left. They all of them are at getting money from being in a position of government. They don't really care about the people that much. Maybe I'm wrong, but people have been complaining about this for the last 20, 30 years since the revolution in 89, when they expected after the communist regime that stuff would get better.
Right.
But only other scumbags came in place and started running the country, and it's not gone that well.
Amazing.
And so go ahead.
I have some information on it. James, read that information you're giving me.
I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, but Al Jazeera is reporting a few days ago that Calin Georgescu, pardon my butchering of the name, took a shock lead in Romania's presidential election. He's a NATO critic on track to face the pro-European current prime minister, Marcel Ciolacu, who's in there right now, in a runoff vote next month. And he's described as a hard right populist known for his opposition to the European Union and to NATO. And he's taken the lead ahead of a bunch of liberals and one other right winger.
And so when is the runoff?
December 8th.
December 8th. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Next week.
That's good, amazing, John.
Good luck to Romania. We wish you well. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, in some sense, if it is true what he's saying, it isn't that bad. And also people misunderstand him a lot.
Yeah.
Like he's pro-Russia. He didn't say he's going for Russia. He said that a powerful nation is a nation without conflict. He wants not
to
give his
opinion.
Hold on,
John. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. I'll be right back right after this break. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. So welcome back, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. I have a challenge grant for you. I have a person that will give up to $50,000 if I can raise $50,000, and we need it to carry us through the holidays, all right? Because y'all going on vacation. What the? So I'm asking you to help me raise $50,000 to carry us through. Go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, and donate whatever you can to get us to, if you can do the whole $50,000, we'll have it done. Well, if you can do $10, $5, whatever, or $20,000, $30,000, go to rebuildingaman.com. We have a challenge grant. They will give up to $50,000 to help us get to the $100,000. So go to rebuildingaman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND to make the donation. And to the people that listen around the world, you can make donations too. What the? We take Romanian money. We take Australia money. We take Russia money. We take the Mexicans' money. What the Mexicans call their money?
Peso.
Huh?
Pesos.
We take pesos. All right. So go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. I appreciate it. And then we do cameos for you, shout outs. For personal shout outs, birthdays, wedding, congratulations, happy birthday, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever the occasion is. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. That's Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right, let me go quickly back to John out of Romania. John, this sounds exciting, and it sounds like Trump is having an effect around the world.
Yes, possibly. He's this guy, Calin Georgescu, says that he's not doing this for personal gain. He's doing this as a sort of answer to a calling.
Right on.
And he's also independent. He's not affiliated with any parties, which in the current state of things this is maybe what this country really needed. She's also awakened some sort of patriotic feeling for me as well. I didn't vote last Sunday because I thought that it's going to be a wash between the Marcel Ciolacu, the Social Democrat, and the liberal, I don't know, Ciucă. But that doesn't matter. I didn't even vote. And then the following morning, I woke up and everyone was freaking out because this guy won the first running.
Right on.
And then I started listening to him, and he doesn't sound that bad. He's like, he's not the typical politician. He's like Trump. He's very easy to follow. Most politicians, I listen for a few minutes, 10 minutes. I don't understand the word they're saying, and yeah. I can't listen to them for any longer.
That's because right.
Because it don't make any sense.
Because they be lying. That's why you don't understand what they're saying. They're lying.
Yes, possibly. And in that sense, this guy resembles Trump a lot. Yeah, sure, he does go on into some details at some points, and his discussions, his topics don't always end. But that's mostly also because of the moderators.
Right.
I listened to an interview, and he's very easy to listen to. He's also very cultured, as in the sense he can quote from certain authors, people around the globe, and not just Romanian.
Right on, man.
Also other people.
That's amazing.
And in that sense, yeah, I hope so. But I like the fact that everyone is freaking out about him, like they did with Trump. They said that at the first running that he's no good. He's a threat to democracy. They also said the same thing about this guy.
That's amazing. Well, John, let me know how it goes. Call me back when it's over.
Yeah, for sure. I will.
All right.
I wish you all the best and take care.
All right. You too, buddy. Good to hear from you, John.
Good to hear from you too, Peterson.
All right.
Also, always an honor.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Amazing. The Trump effect. Nate is out of Canada. Nate, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just had a question about the silent prayer, right? Like, I was brought up Catholic, so in terms of prayer, like, I don't really understand if we're supposed to replay it over, if we do it by ourselves, because I was interested, right?
Right.
But I don't know, like, if it's, like, a repetition thing. I'm not really big on that because I don't really want to rely on you to pray, right? So I just want to know if there's a way
I can do it myself. Yeah, you... Go to the video, rebuildingaman.com/prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer, and it will show you how to do it. But eventually, you'll be able to do it without the video. You'll see how to do it. And all you're really going to do is just relax. You close your eyes. You let your whole body relax and just become aware of thoughts. And that's all you need to do. It's to be aware of those thoughts. And the light, the Father that allows you to see those thoughts, he's also taking them away from you. There's really nothing you need to do but be aware. You don't need to ask for anything. You don't need to be begging. You don't need to be doing repetitious prayer because you're praying to the devil anyway. Because We don't know what we want. We don't know what to pray for. That's why God said, be still. And so just, you learn the for the lack of a better word, technique. But eventually you'll just be able to relax. And you'll be walking down the road. And instead of being caught up in your head, you'll be relaxed. And you'll be aware of walking down the road. You'll be aware of the cars going by or at work. It'll just become natural for you.
Yeah, because I'm big on, like, I listen to lots of different preachers, but I don't really want to get attached to one because I find that's such a big problem. Like, even my own family, like, people are just on one kind of person. So no offense, like, you're a real help, but I don't want to rely solely on you. I want to try and get independent off of you, right? Like,
if you become present, stay out of your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. You just stay out of your thoughts. It would be impossible. Impossible. That's what you are to me. Impossible, you. it would be impossible to have anyone before what is right. You won't be able to do it even if you wanted to.
Okay, okay.
So all you need to do is be present rather than lost in your head thinking about the past or the future. Don't. It would be impossible to have any other God before God.
Definitely. Just never, such a unique way to pray, right? Like I said, like we're used to saying our Hail Marys, our Father, stuff like that.
What a waste.
Well, those prayers are in the Bible, though. They're biblical, right?
Ain't nowhere in the Bible where it tells you the Hail Mary.
It's in the Bible when, I don't know exactly where it is, but what we were taught in Catholic school was when St. Elizabeth, Mary's cousin, she told her she was pregnant, and then that's what she said, oh, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is in you, you know?
But that, doesn't mean
around Christmas time.
But that doesn't mean you're supposed to start Hailing Mary just because some woman Hailed Mary in the Bible because you were pregnant. What the?
Well, that's just what they told us, the reasoning behind it. I don't really know.
They lied
to
you.
The details, but...
That's why the Pope is, that's why the Pope is still tick. The Pope is tick. He's doing too many Hail Marys.
Well, like I said, I that's just how, like, my whole family, right? It's just a generational thing. So I'm not going to leave my religion, right? Just, but I'm still interested to learn.
Well, if you really want to know God, you're going to have to leave your religion. You have to leave the whole world behind. You have to leave all of your ideas, all of your thoughts, all of your sadness, your loneliness, your anger.
So let me ask you,
fear.
You have children. You never got your children baptized? Your children. Did you ever get your children baptized, like in a church?
No.
Wow. So you're not scared, like, you were baptized, right?
I was baptized as a kid down in Alabama, yeah.
So you didn't want to get your kids baptized?
I didn't care either way. They'll make that decision as an adult.
Wow. Okay.
What is there to be afraid of if you don't get baptized?
Well, it says in the Bible, right? Like, you have to... Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Sorry, my phone was acted up.
Oh, yeah, come back to your phone. It sounded like you went away or something. Yeah. You have Obama.
Yeah, no.
You what's the president of Canada name? Huh?
Sorry?
What's the president of Canada?
Trudeau.
Oh, Trudeau.
Oh, you have a Trudeau phone?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing about him, too. He's going to win again, right? So we have a different electoral system here. Like, we don't have term limits, so.
He's
just going to keep on winning and winning, and you don't need a majority to win. Minority.
That's the people get what they deserve. They keep voting in that man in, and he just keep them in prison.
Well, I realized that a long time ago, so there's a lot of people who hate on him here, but I don't even hate on him because, like, people keep on voting him in, and I feel politics is just about trying to get reelected. So
he's doing exactly
what? He's doing his job. He's just trying to get reelected. So
yeah,
amazing. I don't take it personal, you know.
Nice. Are you going to vote for him?
I don't vote. I haven't voted like in the last few elections ever since I realized like I don't really think that it matters for me to vote.
Price
is my king, you know. So yeah, I don't complain either. Though I'm not like these people who complain. F Trudeau.
Right. And what does that mean, Christ is your king?
So it doesn't matter who wins the election, and especially because I feel like politics is so complicated, and I don't really feel like I know that
much. But you said
Christ
is your king. What do you mean by that?
That's my boss. That's who I go to for guidance. That's who I pray to. Yeah.
Oh.
The Trinity, right? You know about that. The Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
No such thing as a Trinity, man.
Well, like I said, that's just my go-to guy.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Yeah, but I don't vote, though.
Right on. Well, let me know if you do the silent prayer. Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. God bless. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Amazing. James.
Yes.
Joel,
Yes.
Could you do a Thanksgiving dinner for $20?
I think I've done a Thanksgiving dinner for less than that.
For $20? Less than $20?
Let me put myself on.
Would you have one pair of feet? You had only one pair of feet and no sweet potatoes.
It depends on what you get and where you go.
So you believe, can you cook a Thanksgiving dinner for $20? Can you make a whole meal for $20?
That's a good question. Hold on, let me, I'm trying to work this thing out. Trying to get me on camera and everything.
Oh.
Ask why first.
You work? Yeah, why you working? Okay. Joel run the board, and he black, and he learning. He used to run it all the time, but he forgot.
He taught Nick.
Right. And Nick is away for Thanksgiving, and Joel is standing in for Nick. Can you make an entire Thanksgiving meal, Hake, for $20?
No. I mean, I can manage, but it'd have to be stuff that's pre-cooked because I'm not going to cook it. And then on top of that, that's very, very cheap, too, nowadays, especially nowadays.
To do a $20 meal.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving meal.
Right. I mean, you're hard-pressed to go to Taco Bell or Del Taco for $20.
No, not go out for one. Can you cook a $20 Thanksgiving meal?
I don't think so.
Can Mary do it?
Maybe. It would have to be enveloped in all of the bulk Sam's Club stuff that she might buy.
Oh. Are you going to marry them today?
I think so.
Oh.
That's the plan.
They like you?
Yeah.
Are y'all going to fight over the election thing? Well, they're pretty conservative. Huh?
Yeah, they're happy. They're happy Trump won, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Especially my dad.
Yeah. Yeah, your family is conservative.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, Joel, nice. One last question. Can you do a $20, cook a $20 Thanksgiving meal?
Probably not.
Why not?
Because I never did it before. I wouldn't know where to start.
That pack of deli meat turkey alone is like $8 at least.
Yeah. If you ever think about all the stuff that's bought at the table, it's a lot of stuff.
I know.
Yeah, you got to get the cranberry sauce, the mashed potatoes.
The can of yams.
Yeah.
The apple pie.
Sweet potato pie, stuffing. Not
sweet potato pie. Not apple pie.
Why not sweet potato pie?
Because I've never heard of sweet potato pie until I started working here with you guys at 7-Eleven. It has to be pumpkin pie, or it's not Thanksgiving.
No.
Pumpkin pie with ice cream. And
ice cream.
And, yeah, hopefully ice cream. And
do you do stuffing,
and whipped cream. Oh, yeah, the stuffing. Oh, my gosh. Nice. My mouth is watering. Say again?
With rice and in the cornichon?
A little bit of rice is okay, yeah.
Well, if you only have $20 for Thanksgiving, I want you to watch this. From Local 12, a video posted by Dollar Tree Dinner, whose real name is Rebecca Corbett, Chobet.
I've got a $20 budget to make a Thanksgiving dinner using ingredients from Dollar Tree.
After she showed users how to make a three-course Thanksgiving dinner by spending just $20 at Dollar Tree. Watch this from TikTok.
I've got a $20 budget to make a Thanksgiving dinner using ingredients from Dollar Tree. Each item is $1.25, so here's what my $20 got me this year. Starting off with a can of chicken broth, ranch dressing, and some Italian seasoned breadcrumbs. Mac and cheese, a box of turkey stuffing mix, these original mashed potatoes, roasted turkey gravy mix, a package of dried cranberries since they didn't have cranberry jelly, a can of French-style green beans, two cans of turkey, a packet of sugar cookie mix, some Werther's Chewy Caramels, some canned apple pie filling, and then we need milk and margarine to prepare a lot of the mixes. Here's the menu I came up with for this year. For an appetizer, we're doing some fried mac and cheese bites. For our main dish, I am doing a casserole that is all of the best parts of Thanksgiving layered together. And then lastly, for dessert, I made some caramel apple pie sugar cookie bars.
All that looked like dog food.
It looked like tasted to me.
It's probably good.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll marry her.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
It saves the money, but
this is still called Dollar Store, and everything costs a dollar or something?
Yeah, a lot of them have closed down, or am I thinking Dollar Tree?
No, Dollar Tree, yeah.
It's called Dollar Tree.
Around. No, Dollar Tree or Dollar Store?
Where it says a video posted by Dollar Tree Dinner.
Dollar Tree, yeah.
And a Thanksgiving dinner by spending just $20 at Dollar Tree.
Yeah, that's pretty good deal.
Right on.
Everything costs a dollar. Where's that store?
It's down. It's close. We have one over around the street.
Really?
We used to have 99 cent stores. And those
I remember
used
that.
To be,
that used to be my spot, but they closed all those down. But Dollar Tree has some pretty good stuff. So I'm judging, but that's probably good stuff.
It looked delicious.
Yeah.
And then it looked like it won't be so much. You'll be full and stuff. And if you're black, you got to go to sleep.
Dollar Tree did close down a lot of stores. Oh, turn yourself up a little bit, Joel.
Oh, okay.
I think, maybe.
I'll go up close.
I knew it was kind of low.
Yeah.
Amazing. So you can do it for $20.
Well, she can.
And we have some pictures of the food.
Okay.
Joel learning, y'all. He black. There it is.
Wow. Hey.
That looks tasty. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, though, stuffing?
That's the...
Don't ask.
That's the, I think, mac and cheese bite.
It's kind of like Chinese food. Just eat it. Don't ask what it is.
That's right.
That looks pretty good. Yeah.
Is that the cornbread?
No, that's a macaroni.
Oh, that's a mac and cheese.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. That looks
not too
good.
Much of that. That'll kill you if you're on the verge.
Looks pretty good, though.
Oh, that looks so good.
What is it? Some type of sweet
apple pie. Did she say apple pie?
I don't remember what
she said. Oh, Derek said that's a cherry pie.
Okay, I take back my comments.
That's a cherry pie. You're so judgmental, Joel.
My bag.
You're just judging everything. How about remember no judgment of thought, eyes, words, gestures or
emotions.
That was 2 weeks ago, though. I'm on a new week.
Oh, you went back to judging.
No, I'm playing.
And last but not least for now, do you think Kamala has a problem? The people online think Kamala Harris has a problem. They're probably right. But they think, what's wrong with her? Fox News has reported many X users were buzzing about Harris' first video of her supporters after the elections, commented about how there seemed to be something off with the vice president, and expressing surprise it was publicly shared. Watch this from X.
I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you.
Is she drunk?
You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did. And you have the same ability to engage and inspire. So don't ever let anybody or any circumstance take your power from you.
And don't take my wine away.
Oh, man. When you said that, I saw it.
Once you draw,
I'm like, yes, man. Yes.
I don't know.
Okay, and then I slowly turn sideways.
I don't know what was wrong with him. Oh, yeah.
She's really focusing.
She's like, honey, put the bottle right there until I finish this. I don't know if she was talking about maybe pot or nothing, but something wrong. Maybe she was sleepy coming from Hawaii.
And her hair's a little puffier than normal.
Right.
Something.
What's wrong with Kamala? One more hour to go. We have straight to the calls when I come back. The hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old. Of
all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. And the liberals want to pretend like it's Trump's fault, or that Trump is exaggerating what those problems are. It's a mess. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It is Thursday, November 28th, AD 2024. We are live on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today and tomorrow, and the Hake Report today and tomorrow, and Joelle Friday TV today, not tomorrow, I don't think, unless he does some type of special, which I don't think so. And then no Fallen State tomorrow, by the way. No Anchor Baby. Well, I don't know. Wait and see what happens with the Anchor Baby. He's not in the office, in the studio, so we don't know what he's going to do. You never know. Anything can happen with the Anchor Baby. Check him out. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday, guys and gals. Make sure you do join us. And do donate. Donate through Bond. 1-800-411-BOND or RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. And there's a matching grant from now through the end of the year up to $50,000. Or even if we surpass that, no problem. We won't complain. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network is not on Hake's News today. It is the far left, extremist, off the deep end, liberal, dishonest AP saying that Trump has argued that the influx of immigrants is causing a crime surge in the United States. And then they say, although statistics show violent crime is on the way down. Which statistics? I don't think those statistics are complete. They cite FBI statistics. And they admit that FBI statistics do not separate crimes by the immigrant status or the illegal alien status of the assailant who commits the violent crime. And then they say, but there is no evidence of a spike in crime perpetrated by so-called migrants. And they should have said, so there is no evidence, because the FBI doesn't track it. So there is no evidence. But there is evidence, but they don't want to look for the evidence because they're only looking at the dumb FBI stuff. Dishonest AP, far left extremists, off the deep end, anti-American, anti-white, anti-Christian. They even say the transgenders by the wrong pronouns. What a mess. The far left, black on the inside, White House is pressing Ukraine to draft 18-year-olds to battle Russia. Evil Joe. I call him the second greatest president. I might have to take that away from him and put George Washington as the second greatest behind our greatest president, Trump. Crooked Joe's administration is urging the Ukraine to increase quickly the size of their military by drafting more troops and revamping their mobilization laws to allow for the conscription of those as young as the tender age of 18 years old. I'm a little surprised they haven't done it already. I thought that they were doing it 18 to 57 or something like that, but maybe not. The black on the inside White House has pushed more than $56 billion in security assistance to the Ukraine since the start of Russia's February 2022 invasion, which did not, I repeat, did not and would not have happened under Trump, I say. But the time running out until President-elect Donald J. Trump takes office and reestablishes peace on earth, goodwill toward men. The crooked Biden administration also sharpening their viewpoint that the Ukraine has the weaponry they need and must dramatically increase troop levels if they're going to stay in the fight, which they're losing, by the way. Everybody's losing. Russia's losing many as well. It's terrible. It's a big mess. We need Trump to whip those people back into shape. Zelensky and Putin. Putin part of the dream team. A senior Biden administration official spoke on the condition of anonymity, said the Ukrainians believe they need 160,000 additional troops. The U.S. administration believe they need more than that. The situation in Russia's Kursk border region has become further complicated by the arrival of thousands of North Korean troops. Wow, those North Koreans, Kim Jong-un's little people. Maybe not so little. Killing the whites? Killing the white Ukrainians? No, don't do it. We've come to help Moscow to claw back the land seized by the Ukrainian invasion. They call it incursion, but it's also an invasion this year. Russia's own problems with adequate troop levels and planning early in the war prevented Moscow from taking full advantage of their edge. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53. I've been talking so much. I did some Father's Day, all kind of stuff. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, what's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? All right? And you can listen to the show no matter where you are, what you're doing. You can podcast. But you can be listening live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your comments, go to buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, not Jesse Lee Peterson. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. All right. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. It's Thursday. And whether it's Thanksgiving or not, every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is dead. The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? 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 Why?
Lord, holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Be safe. I did an amazing thank you Thanksgiving in the beginning of the show today, so you can podcast that if you didn't hear it in the first hour. You can podcast the thank you. Dinner. I want to know, and Hake is coming back into the studio, but I want to know, what is wrong? Is there anything wrong with Camilla? I know it's Thanksgiving, and I know they said she's coming back or been to Hawaii or somewhere, but on TikTok, somebody, they're very concerned on X. I mean, on X. This is from Fox. Fox News has reported many X users were buzzing about Harris's first video to her supporters after the election, commenting about how there seems to be something off with the vice president and expressing surprise it was public. Watch this from X.
I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you.
Is she drunk?
You have the same power
she that
you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did. And you have the same ability to engage and inspire. So don't ever let anybody or any circumstance take your power from you.
Don't let everybody take your power. And don't forget, I'm a winner, babe. Even though I lost, I'm a winner. Pass me that bottle over there. I don't know. Does there seem to be something wrong, Joe?
It's kind
of... I'm a winner.
It's kind of hard to really tell, but it definitely seems more slurish than normal.
And where's that room with that cheap curtain behind it?
Maybe.
That's like one of those curtains out in the hood. I remember when black people used to buy curtains like that, and then they would buy some plastic and put it on the furniture, and the couch matched the curtain.
Why do black people do the plastic? I never understood.
You got to save your furniture.
It preserves it.
But how come nobody else does it?
The Asians do it.
Oh, they do?
At least the cheap Asians.
Really? You save your... My aunt bought a brand new couch, the couch and the love seat, 30 years ago. And she put plastic on it, and it's still new.
But not comfortable.
And not comfortable, but it's new. If you fall asleep on that couch, you sweat in that plastic. But anyway, you say, I don't know if anything wrong with her, but does she look like she has some of that good weed or something?
She does look and seem like a little droopy. Like Joelle said, it's like she might be slurring and focusing on what she's saying. It does seem like that.
She's like, don't let nobody take your power. I'm a winner, babe.
And she's not really saying anything, really.
No error. What are they saying in S about it, Joel?
All right, so on X here, give me one second.
Lord, get ready, folks.
This is...
our cast is about to read.
This is Kevin... Sorbo.
Hey, he's been on the show before.
He says, have you been drinking? I'm going to play it over here. Kevin Sorbo says, have you been drinking? And then there's more. There's a bunch of different comments here. And then the second one says, Tim Young says, why would the Democrats put this video out of a clearly drunk Kamala? They want her career over. And then,
whoa,
Jack. Camilla, I'm a winner, baby.
This one, Jack Postal says, holy schlit. There's an L in there. She's hosed.
That makes it better.
She hosed?
Yeah. Is that a term?
I don't know. Maybe take it off screen.
Okay.
I know.
Sorry, kids.
It was a white man, so I thought maybe. And then this next one is...
Hold on, Joe. What? Oh. Come here and tell her. He want to tell her what a hoe is.
What? Hosed?
Uh-huh.
What hosed means? Okay.
All right. Garrett. Huh?
You said what a hoe is, or what hosed is.
Right. Derek wanted to tell her what a hoe is.
Come.
I think it's when you
come on in.
Come here to the mic, man. He black.
He's trying to speak.
This
from
is my
off
producer.
Mic.
He's telling me in my ear where the hose is, what hose are, and
yeah.
What a hoe. When you're in, why are you sitting up like that? Like you sitting in the living room and can't you sit up straight? He's sitting up in like he's at a black party.
I was trying to figure out how tall is he when he sits up.
I know he's sitting like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we
go. Like he,
but his mic is still not on.
Or is it on? Yeah, there it's on. It's
you're
on.
Sitting up there like you're the next one getting the joint.
It just feels good. He's not Jamaican.
It's like, you know how you're passing the joint?
Yeah, yeah.
He's already high.
There you go.
He getting
I heard.
No way.
I've
no
seen
way.
That movie.
He's already sitting in cruise control right now.
You never had the joint pass.
I've never
to
touched
you?
The joint.
Yeah, right.
Uh-uh.
That's what Camilla said in his video.
I don't think I touched it.
Anyway, what you said, that comment said she was hosed.
Yeah, hosed. I believe that means, you know, college kids, when they take those funnels and they put beer at the top and, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, do you know what that is?
I seen it,
you
yeah.
seen that? I think that's what that means.
Oh, that would mean hosed.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You think that might be too, my impression is that that's too, I don't think he meant it like that.
Who? Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
It sounds like, I literal. Think it just means she's drunk.
Yeah. Okay, she's just...
Yeah.
Where does hosed come from then?
You?
Me?
Canada.
Are you a slut making?
Am I a slut? Is hosers a bad word?
No. I think it just
in
means
Canada,
drunk.
You can just...
Yeah, no, I don't think it's a bad word.
I don't know. No, I think
it has
bad.
Nothing to do with hosers.
You're too holy, James. Everything is a bad
word. Oh, maybe it is. Yeah, yeah. A clumsy, boorish person, especially uncouth. It's Canadian slang. Beer drinking man.
Right.
So she might be kind of a hoser. Sorry, Canadians, kids, if that's bad.
It wasn't the next one, y'all.
And then the last one is.
Poor Joel.
This is from AKA. Let me put the.
You're sitting in for Nick today, so he's learning.
This is from AKA. Is putting her on when she's clearly drunk really appropriate?
How come her husband let her do that? Oh, he's the first lady. Mm-hmm. The first lady can't tell the first man what to do.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
He's of that woman is the boss culture.
Evidently. Anyway. Thank you, Derek, for telling us what a hoe is.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
Anyway. And the quote of the day for the men and women. I want you to listen to this quote. It's deep. And I want you to encourage you to apply it in your life. Apply this in your life. You can't go wrong. It's from James Watkins. W-A-T-K-I-N-S. James Watkins. A river cut through rock. A river cut through rock. Not because of its power, but because of its persistence. Not because of his power, but because of his persistence. And I want to leave that with you because I want to encourage you to get on that straight and narrow path and stay there. And just stay there and just endure and just stay there and just endure and just stay there. Because what's going to happen along the path, the world will turn against you. Because human beings are evil. They will turn against you because the spirit of evil hates the spirit of the light. And so they will turn against your family members, everybody. But you stay there and just endure, all right? And be persistent. A river cut through rock. A river cut through rock. not because of its power, but because of its persistence. So stay there. Oh, thank you, Daryl. A river cut through rocks, not because of its power, but because of its persistence. I'm telling you, as a living witness, this is not something I heard or somebody told me or anything. You got to be persistent with working on you. Happy Thanksgiving. You got to be persistent in working on you. You are responsible for you. Forget about the world. Forget about other people. You work on you and leave everybody else in their misery. Leave them in their little Bible thumping. Leave them in their little atheism. Leave them in their little Allahu Abba-ism or black people who think they're the real Jews or whatever they call themselves. You leave them there and you work on you and be persistent with no matter what. Be persistent. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right? That's my gift to you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Let me go to, is it Nico? Nero? Hi. Nessio. Sorry about that. Nessio out of Inglewood, California. Nessio, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Can't drive in your condition, your license plates are about to expire.
Not ready.
Your car is not in good shape.
Nessio, what the? Let me go to Chris, a first time caller out of Vermont. Chris.
Hey.
How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's the best Thanksgiving in 4 years, thanks to the Great White Hope.
That's right.
And I see things changing in the past 20 days that haven't changed in the past 4 years. God bless them.
Isn't that something that they're changing for the better, even though he's not even sworn in yet? You could just, it's already having a positive impact.
Oh, the world knows what's coming. DEI's getting out of here. Them transgenders got to figure out if they're going to be a man or a woman. Yeah, no more women and men sport. I mean, no more men and women sports. Drill, baby, drill.
Amazing, huh? Well, we'll see what really happens once he gets sworn in. And I believe, if I'm not wrong, James, the Republican control the House and the Senate now, right?
Yep.
Is that clear now?
I believe so.
Is that clear, Chris?
Oh, yeah, it's a mandate. It's a mandate.
Amazing.
He's got control of it all.
Right on. Well, thank you, Chris, and happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy.
Oh, God bless you. And I just wanted to say also between a Christian and an atheist.
Yes, what's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Well, a Christian is someone who has who is able to believe in something above themselves. Atheists only believe in themselves and what they can perceive. And they have to realize that there's something greater than them out there. And for them not to believe that is just narcissistic, and it's not going to get them anywhere in life. And only Jesus Christ can save you. So
amazing. Thank you, man. Before responding to that, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing. Let me go to Kristen out of Brooklyn, New York. Kristen, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Oh, hold on, Kristen. My bad. Kristen.
Hello? Hey.
Hey.
Clearly?
You're on the air. Amazing.
Live and direct. Thanks, Jesse. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Appreciate it.
I've spoken to you several times in the past, and it's been a while. Usually, I've spoken to you during the COVID days when I refused to go to work. And I was talking to you because I was home, and it's been a while. and have Thanksgiving off today. And it's so funny. Like, I'm waiting forever because usually I watch your show on the thing. And I'm waiting for my call. I actually fast-forwarded thinking I'm going to fast-forward your program to get my call. Well, thank you again, Jesse.
Right on, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, indeed. So I'm listening to you, and a couple things just come round full circle. And patience and persistence go hand in hand when the water goes through the rock. And the persistence goes so far, but you have to have the patience, you know. And when it really comes through, man, the rock splits. And it's wonderful because if you're the water, then you can ride with it. And I saw that not only in what you told me, but in your whole reaction to the Trump thing, you know. And I'm not into like, yeah, the great white hope. I'm happy Trump win. I love black people. I love everybody.
You love black people?
Of course I do.
Why?
Because they're people. Come on. Well, if I'm a person, come on, Jesse. Yeah, I know you're testing me, but yeah, I do. I love
it. I see black people.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. I love you.
Right on, man.
But anger got to me tough, and you helped me with that. But when President Trump won...
Like, have you overcome the anger?
Can I say, like, I'm on my way? And that's really what I mean. Like, I haven't, Jesse, but I'm on my way.
And why not? You can be over anger just like that. Why haven't you dropped it? Why haven't you dropped it?
Oh, man, because I'm too, my self-awareness, I lose myself. I lose myself thinking I'm right. And even though I know I am, I don't practice the patience and persistence to communicate the right way.
And so why not?
That's what I want to know.
You want to know why you don't stay present?
Yeah, I know the silent prayer, and I touch my hands helps a lot. And every time I do that.
Are you doing a silent prayer every morning, every night?
No, Jesse. I love it when I do it, but I'm not doing it every morning, every night. I just had a baby. I didn't just have a baby.
You had a baby?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. My mom... My lovely wife had a baby, and it's half white, so maybe you're half happy.
Making white babies. At least you're doing one thing right. You're making white babies.
I can't hold it against my baby, though.
That's right.
You know, and she's half Chinese, and she's such a wonder, and I can do nothing now. But
who's half Chinese?
My baby.
You mean your baby or your wife?
My wife is Chinese. I'm white, so my baby.
You married a Chinese?
I did, and I still don't know what I'm eating. They serve me the food. I still don't know what I'm eating.
You could be, oh, man. You maybe eat cats and dogs and don't know
it. I eat worse than that. They take these slugs out of the bottom of the ocean, Jesse. That's a whole other story.
Oh,
man.
That's gross.
But I'll tell you something. They're onto something. They're an old culture, so they have some very benefits. Like, some of the medicine is very good.
Because Chinese people don't get fat, right?
Well, you would think so, because American people eat rice, they get fat. But
right.
Chinese people don't.
Chinese people eat rice, and they don't get fat, but American people eat rice, and they get fat. What the?
Mexican Americans, too. In Mexico, they're skinny, but when they come to America and eat the American rice, they get fat. I don't understand it either.
What the? And so why did you marry a Chinese rather than a white woman?
Because I wasn't looking towards what my preference was. I want this, I want that. I wanted a mother. No, I wanted a real woman. So I'm not looking for it. Like,
oh, so you married a Chinese woman so she can be your mama?
No, not my mama. So she's a real woman to her family, our family's mama.
Oh, does she obey you?
Oh, Jesse, I know you're going to ask me this. Yes and no.
Either she does or she doesn't. Does she obey?
You know what? She patience and persistence. Yes, she does, but I need patience because I just need to have patience because I can't speak by anger. I speak by example, and with patience, she obeys me. But I can't say, obey me, woman. You know, that don't work.
So even a Chinese woman is just like the white woman. They don't obey.
Even worse, Jesse. You'd be surprised, man. Two-Face, I'm telling you, they're crazy. In front of their friends, morals, all this stuff. Even worse.
I know. I counsel with Chinese couples. And the husband complained about the Chinese wife in the same manner that black men, white men, Mexican men, Allahu Akbar men, about the same way that they complain about their wives.
Now, listen, the wives Mexican don't obey. The black wives and the white wives, they'll act like that in the street. The Chinese wives won't. But when they get in the closed door, then the devil, then I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk like that. Then
it's
the
too late.
I did. And anyway, but you know what I mean. And the two-faced is very severe because the more you act friendly in your presence and make believe, and the other side, when you're really yourself, it's like you have to show your true colors at all times because then you're more on a drastic scale. And the Chinese men are so, they're like, oh, okay, dear. You know what I mean? Nothing. No, I don't know. I love my Chinese.
And so are you a beta with your wife? You a beta?
Nah, are you kidding me?
You're not a beta?
Jesse, I'm more like a delta. I don't think I'm an alpha, but like I'm a delta.
And so why doesn't she obey you then?
Because she's confused. I got to give her time. She's younger than me, you know.
How old is she?
30.
And how old are you?
43.
That's a perfect age.
You think so?
Yeah.
I do too, you know, because I was very immature in my younger times, and I've learned a lot since, and I only can be thankful at this time where I'm ready to have a child with this wonderful woman, and glory to be to God, you know.
Well, she's not her wonderful. Time. No such thing.
I'm sorry. What do you mean by that? There's no one.
And there's no wonderful wife.
What's a better way to say it?
I can't say it on radio.
I hear you. But maybe there's wonder in that, you know? I mean, I understand wonder is a question, so I hear you. There's no question.
You said wonderful wife. No such thing as a wonderful wife.
Yeah, I don't want to be full of wonder. I don't want to wonder what's going on. You're
that's right. Amazing. Yeah. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Kristen, and congratulations on the new baby, man.
The best. Jesse, thanks to you and your team and the anchor baby. Like, I haven't seen the radio in a while. I don't know. Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. He's out for Thanksgiving this weekend, but he's doing it every day, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m.
That's great, man. You guys are all the best. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your crew, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Call me.
Will do.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Jose been waiting for a minute. There we go. Jose, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Out of Texas. How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Jose.
Hey, I got two questions for you.
Come back.
Right here,
come back to your phone, Jose. Get closer to your phone.
You hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to ask, can betrayal be forgiven?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so if betrayal can be forgiven, wouldn't the devil be next to God right now?
No. The devil, God has nothing to do with the devil at all, zero. And the devil cannot return to God at all. He has, and that's why he's so ticked. And he's trying to destroy human beings because he cannot feel God. He cannot have any relationship with God. He has no connection to good at all.
So you're saying, like, God cannot forgive him?
He could, but he's not. And the devil doesn't want to be forgiven. He wants to be God. And that's why most human beings... That's why most...
That's where the discrepancy is. He wants to be God. He doesn't want to be forgiven.
Right. He's just like human beings. Okay. If you notice, most human beings do not know God because they don't want to be forgiven. They want to be God. And that's why they won't see that they're evil and they won't go and forgive because they want to be God. Satan is their God and they want to be like their God, the devil. That's why they won't go and forgive.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, most people be playing God out here.
Yes, absolutely.
A second question. Why do we have to fear God if fear is of evil?
No, you do not have to fear him. And fear just simply means you appreciate him. When you work on yourself, you're going to see the things that you have overcome, and you're going to appreciate that. That's what fear means. You're just grateful.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hold on a minute. That was it?
Yeah, that was it, Jesse. That's just two questions.
All right, thank you, Jose. Happy Thanksgiving. Call me again.
Likewise, thanks.
All right, buddy. Back in a moment, folks. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do
the treasure chest is not open
so
on
they can control
D-line.
You. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, happy Thanksgiving. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report.com. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, he's black. And then after that, at 4 p.m., I'm not sure because the Anchor Baby's on Thanksgiving vacation. So I'm not sure if he's going to do something while he's out, but he will announce it. He told me that, whatever he decides. So look out for the announcement. 888-775-3773. And I have a challenge grant that I've been given. So this person will give, we're trying to raise $100,000 to carry through the holidays. And someone has offered to give up to $50,000 if I can raise $50,000. So go right now and give what you can give to get me to $50,000. You can do it today, tonight, tomorrow. Just go give right now. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663, all right? And make that donation. Give. You've been helped, so help us to help others. So listen, Hassan just walked in. And Hassan heard us talking about the sweet potato pie versus the pumpkin pie, right? Am I right?
The legend debate.
What?
The legendary debate continues.
I know. And so he just brought us a couple pies, sweet potato and pumpkin pie. And we got to guess which is which? Is that right?
I mean, guess, you know, debate.
Why do you look like Ted Newton?
Just in the spirit.
Don't you look like Ted Newton? Like you're going hunting.
Nice. Might have to do so. Getting in the spirit.
Amazing.
Continuing the debate.
And so.
I can already tell the difference between the two.
I think I know the difference too. I think this is the pumpkin pie.
Which one? The lighter or the darker?
You guessed wrong.
The lighter one.
Okay. And James, you think the lighter one or darker one is pumpkin?
The darker one is pumpkin because it has something in it to make it darker.
Huh.
It has what it has, but what? It has something in it to make it darker.
Shout out to Nick, the Anchor Baby, pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
And sweet potato is the lighter one.
What were you thinking, Joel?
I think the darker one is sweet potato.
I do too.
I'm pretty sure you guys are wrong.
Yeah. Really?
I can also tell by the consistency.
All right.
It's smoother.
The pumpkin and so which one you think is the pumpkin pie hot dog?
Well, I know, so.
Oh, yeah, you know.
He knows that I'm right.
I'm the chef.
Okay, so it's sort of like a blind test, and you're going to decide which one is better.
So do I have to eat it first, or he's going to tell us?
The dark or the
no,
light?
No, we eat it first, and then he tells us.
Which okay. one should we eat first, or the dark or the light?
We'll do the grosser one first. Do the light one first.
Yeah. The light one? Okay, here we go.
Can you believe James never had sweet potato pie before coming to Bond?
I know.
What a life.
He was living in prison.
That one's pumpkin.
Oh, which one? The light one?
The light one.
Mm-mm.
No? Yeah, I think.
No, that's sweet potato.
Oh, don't open your mouth with the food in it on the mic.
Right.
You don't want to hear
or
that.
You'll disturb James.
Yeah.
This is sweet potato.
Gross.
The light one?
Yeah.
I don't think
so. I told you.
No, the light one is sweet potato, for sure.
I have to try the dark one.
That's right.
Are we trying the dark one yet or no?
Sweet potato is the lighter one.
Yeah, we'll try the dark one now.
Okay, the dark one. Let's see. Oh, yeah.
And then the dark one is the pumpkin.
The dark one is the pumpkin.
It's honestly not even close.
The pumpkin is, like, bland.
Yeah, sweet potato is...
Yeah, the way to go.
Ah, it's horrible.
Yeah, the pumpkin is like
pumpkin
beta.
Is subtle. They both taste almost exactly the same to me.
No.
No.
The pumpkin tastes like water.
Pumpkin has more sugar in it.
No, sweet potato has less.
Oh well, yeah, I don't know. It has a different type of.
The pumpkin tastes like somebody made it with water.
Yeah,
and they tried to make hard to make it taste like a pie.
And the sweet potato tastes like somebody's milk.
I mean, if we're being totally honest, neither one of them are great.
I don't take
offense to it because I actually did not cook them, but...
Your mama made them.
You know, Ralph's.
No, yeah, they're not. You're right. They're not the best, that's for sure.
If you want a good
but
sweet
they're
potato
both
all right.
pie...
They're all right.
It's all right to write home about.
Yeah. But sweet potato is light years.
Yeah.
If you want a good sweet potato pie, you got to get Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie.
I was searching.
You got to get Basil sweet potato pie. Which one you like best?
Sweet potato.
The light one, right?
Oh, yeah.
The sweet potato.
And not because I'm black.
Yeah, Derek liked the sweet potato. Which one you like the best, James?
It's kind of apples and oranges.
No, they are pies.
I know, but sometimes you prefer apples. Most of the time you probably prefer apples, but sometimes you may prefer oranges.
In the microwave, it tastes even better.
I was going
to heat it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. I was actually getting apple pie, and I was in the line, and I was listening to the show, and James started slandering that Thanksgiving is not Thanksgiving without pumpkin. So I quickly went back and switched.
Nice.
Nice.
Thank you.
Are you getting fat?
I mean, it's pretty evident.
Why you get so fat?
It's pretty obvious.
Well, you're wearing like four layers of clothes.
I am wearing a lot of layers.
It's a puffy jacket.
Yeah, it's a...
Did you just come from Big Bear or somewhere? You're wearing so many clothes.
This is
I have been watching Yellowstone and a lot of these...
And so why you get so fat?
I don't know. That's a great question.
And the answer?
McDonald's.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Does Sandy have a beta back?
Yeah, he does, but he's doing better.
Is he fat too?
He is gaining a lot of weight.
Sandy's his dog, and Sandy got a beta back now.
Yeah, and I've been a little down because he doesn't sleep in the bed with me no more.
Why not?
He got his own little situation.
And he's not happy about that.
He grew up.
He grew up. He's a teenager now. You know, he's like, hey, I'm on my own. So I'm dealing with the... I'm dealing with the ego pain.
What? No wonder you're getting fat.
Yeah, right.
Your child grew up. Mama baby grew up.
That's right.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. I like your hat.
Thank you.
Nice hat.
Yeah, he's back.
The Great White Hope.
That's
making
right.
America great again.
That's right.
But you got to get rid of the fat.
I know. Is it really bad?
Are you still waiting on God?
Waiting on God? Is it really that bad? Now I'm feeling real bad.
Well,
no,
gotta
it's bad.
The jacket.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
No, I think it's because of the layers.
Yeah, the fat people always blame the layers.
You
Dang, that's crazy. Well, anyway, before getting slandered and fat shamed, I just wanted to come and say how thankful I am and, you know, how much I love you guys. But now I'm rethinking. I want to renege my gratefulness.
A lot of people also think you cut your hair. You didn't cut your hair, right?
No. Oh, that's another myth.
Okay.
That's like the pumpkin. That's the pumpkin sweet potato myth.
Well, it's obvious that you're thankful.
And the fat.
He's enjoying
me being fat. Hey, no, me being fat is also a myth. The TV adds pounds.
Right.
Is that right?
It's true.
Yeah, when you're fat, it adds another 5 pounds.
When you see me in real life, you know, you look better in real life. I remember someone said that one time. I was like, I don't know if that's a compliment or if that's like a backhanded compliment.
That's funny.
But anyway, thankful to you.
What'd your mama say about you being fat?
She's contributing to it, I think.
Oh, I was going to ask you, are you eating your mama cooking or something?
Well,
look, even your jacket popping open.
I know.
Uh-oh.
They can't see it on there, though. Can they see that? Anyway.
I'll keep it hidden.
Fat guy in a little coat. No, it's fine.
I'll keep it hidden.
It normally would be a space for 3 on the couch.
Well, now with these headphones, I do like an Elmer Fudd or something. Yeah, it's like a hunting thing I'm doing. I don't know what the style is.
Ted Newton.
Yeah.
Newton.
But I think having weight is part of that look.
You think so? Are you depressed?
Well, you know, we'll have a private counselor for that, but I have been better. I'll say that.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
You waiting on Jesus.
Yeah.
Waiting on God.
Waiting on Mickey D's.
He's waiting on you.
I took the Trump working at McDonald's thing too far.
That's for sure.
I keep going there thinking he's going to be there.
Like Ted Nugent, he doesn't drink or smoke or alcohol or anything.
Who does?
This one.
Right. He's making it up for it with the food. Oh, man.
You'll never catch him like a...
You know, how's a smoke when you're getting that fat?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's true. You're getting high off of the food. All right. Okay. If I couldn't feel any worse about myself, this took it overboard.
And you're like full fat.
I know.
You know how some people get... Like, I get fat in the stomach, right? And then there's some people get fat all over.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Mine's in the face.
Everywhere. It's in the face and the waist.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, all right.
All right.
Well, nice to be back.
You're not hungry, that's for sure.
That's for sure. I'm not starving.
That's for sure.
That's right.
Oh, God. Lizelle, a first-time caller out of Georgia on my mind. Lizelle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going, Mr. Peterson?
All is well, Lizelle.
I don't know. I knew I was going to get nervous. Long story short, Mr. Peterson, I'm calling because I'm a long-time listener, but my wife, we've been together 7 years.
You've been together 7 years, you say?
Yes.
Okay.
And she just recently, like last month, had an abortion. Without my knowledge. Ooh. But I knew, we knew that, you know, her time of the month was late. So we was kind of like, you know, just playing it by ear. And I was at work and she called me with a test. And the test was positive. And I'm like, oh, well, congratulations.
Come back.
But I didn't have a whole bunch of time because I was at work. So when I got home, I'm like, I made an executive decision. I said, what's that? What you mean by that? And she told me, like, you know, I had an abortion. And, like,
what the?
I didn't really know. I didn't want to say nothing, you know, like in a clouded, I don't want to say nothing out of anger or, like, just out of feeling. So I just sat with it and I'm like, you know, I guess whatever was meant to be was. But ever since then, it's like I just see her in a different light. I know it's not right to judge her, so I'm not mad at her. I'm not like angry or nothing, but it's just something not sitting right. And ever since that happened, it's just I keep seeing more and more things that I guess I didn't notice. Maybe not notice, but it wasn't just as clear. And it's not like our first. We have two children. And, yeah, even with them, I'm starting to see, like, just she's not doing nothing, like, real malicious. We don't have, like, real problems. I work a lot. She home. But I noticed she, like, say slick remarks to the kids. And they babies. I got a one-year-old and a three-year-old, or soon to be three. So, you know, I know they not really understanding it, but I'm like, if she did this from now until they was adults, you know, it's kind of like she's shaping a perspective of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I'm not mad. I'm not, it's just you always ask the callers like, do your wife obey? Had that not happened, my answer would have been like, yes, 100%. But now I'm noticing it's like she obeyed only because she agreed. And I just wanted your take on it. Like,
why does she have the abortion? Why did she say she? Why did she do it?
She told me she made an executive decision. I said,
what did that mean?
Because she said she don't think we would have been able to afford it. So I'm like, in my mind, I don't want to go back and forth with her about it. So in my mind, I'm thinking, if we go on by that logic, then we can't afford no kids.
Right. That wasn't her choice to have a boy. That was your choice. She was supposed to come to you with that and not make that decision herself.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she, like I told you, she said I made an executive decision. I was like, oh, wow.
And
but my question, this is now it's coming to me now that I'm speaking with you. I'm kind of, my nerves is kind of calming.
Okay.
But I feel like, and maybe just, I don't know if it's a thought, but I feel like now our family, our union, we got to answer to God for that. I feel like.
Well, you don't have to answer to God for that. She does. That was her evil act, not yours. It had nothing to do with you at all. So don't take the blame for that at all. That was totally on her.
We are family though, Mr. Pritchard.
I know, but that was not your decision to kill the baby.
No, it was not.
So you don't have to answer to God about that at all. You didn't even know she, according to you, you didn't even know she was doing it. So you're not even responsible at all.
You know, 100%. I did not know.
Right. So you don't have to answer to God for that. So what?
It's been a shift in our home.
Yeah,
it's been like, what? May, not to her, because she's still going about life like regular, like nothing had happened.
Yeah,
and so I'm like, man, that's annoying right there. The part that it seemed like she's oblivious to it. It's like, yeah, I just wanted to. I didn't really know. Like, I'm thinking, like, you know, who knows what we got coming based on that decision.
Yeah. Here's what I recommend. Don't be angry at her. It's evil what she's done, but that just shows what's in her heart. She's evil, right? So she can't help herself. Don't be angry at her. And I want to encourage you to work on you. Don't argue with her about what she's done. Let her know that what she did was evil and that she had no right to make a decision to have an abortion without talking to you first. She had no right to that. At all. That should have been your decision, not hers. And you be clear about it, but don't be angry. And then just work on her, on you. Don't argue with her about it. Don't fight with her about it. And God will guide you through this whole stuff. And you will see what to do next.
Okay. So you think it is a good idea to as far as you know, I don't even have, you know, we haven't had a conversation. So you think it would be good to just have a conversation.
Yeah, you be straight. Hey, what you did was evil. You had no right to make that decision without me. That was on me to make that decision, not you. That was not an executive decision. That was an evil decision. And when you killed my child, that was an evil act. What you did was wrong. And don't argue about it. She's going to want to argue and cry, whatever she does. You let her do it. But don't you fall for it. Because when she cries, she's lying. All right?
Yeah.
When they're crying, they're lying.
No, I heard you say that before. No, totally agree.
But you have no reason to feel guilty, no reason to feel bad about it at all. But it was evil. And let her know what she did was evil.
Yeah. And okay, then, Mr. Christian.
And then don't argue about it no more. Don't anything. You work on you. I promise you, the Father would guide you through this, and you will see how to deal with it perfectly. Whatever that might be, it will be shown to you. And I want you to know it wasn't your fault. You don't have to answer to God for that. She did that. That is on her.
Understood. And thank you for the advice, Mr. Peterson. I have been working on myself. It's been like almost 2 years now since I did the whole forgiveness thing.
Yeah.
And the thing about working on yourself, you get to see how nasty you are.
Yes.
And the more you work on things, the more you see. It's like, man, I thought it's just like, I don't know how to explain it, but the more I get to work on it, like, it just reveals something else.
Yeah, you haven't seen
something else after that.
Yes, you're going to see the depths of the evil of your heart. Human beings are evil.
Yeah,
absolutely evil. Yes. But you're overcoming it now because you have confessed it to the God, to the Father, and you admit it, I'm evil. And now that you have confess your sin, that's what sin is, you're going to be fine. Those spirits are being taken away from you, all right? Stay with it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Mr. Pigeon.
All right, let me know how it goes.
Okay, happy holidays to you and the crew.
You too. Are you able to see us right now, or are you just on the phone?
Oh, yeah, I can see you.
You see how fat Hassan is?
I'm out of the phone.
Hassan's so fat, it's he took over two spades on the couch.
Man, I love Hassan. I love it. Cool.
Yeah.
I wanted to call you guys on Get Off Your Chest Friday because it was like some things I didn't agree with. But, man, I love the whole crew.
Thank you.
The show. I put just for you helping me out today, I'm going to donate something towards that $50,000.
Thank you.
Like $20 because I'm broke.
Right on. Everybody help. Thank you. Yeah.
But I appreciate the show, Mr. Christian.
Thank you,
buddy. I appreciate everything.
I wish you well. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, amazing. What a mess. Super chat.
Super chat.
You got to lose that fat, man. Jesus ain't coming with you looking like that.
I'm not going to be able to get raptured.
That's right. You're going to be too heavy.
I'm too heavy to get zapped up.
Jesus is going to be like, oh, I can't fit you. I'm going to need some more than some wings for this one. I'm going to need Gabriel and Michael, Art the Michael.
And a Red Bull.
Oh, super chat.
Over on at
Did you know you were this fat, Joel?
No, I didn't.
I hate to tell
you. I'm not seeing it like.
Nice. See, I'm right. Like Joel's my man.
He a beta. He doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
Joel's my ride or die.
I got to see without the jacket and sweater.
I think it's a little. I think you're overblowing it, but.
You think so?
I think so.
You think so? All right. Do some push-ups then.
That's where the truth set me free.
What did you say, Joel?
Never mind.
Super chat.
Someone bought 3 coffees. Good morning. Hi, y'all.
All is well.
This morning, my master said, I'm sick. So I said, I sick too, master.
When my master said he's sick, I say, yes, master, we sick.
Jesse, may you and the crew have an amazing Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Dawn.
So my friend, Ollie just texted me. Ollie, you know Ollie, right?
Yeah.
He said, happy Thanksgiving. You should try buttermilk squash pie. You will never go back to sweet potato pie ever again. And he put laugh face. I'm having to try it. All right? It sounds good. If anything take me from sweet potato pie, I'm going to try it. And I'll let you know. Thank you. Go ahead.
A rumble rant
you're
from
Dawn. Maybe it's a bit close.
Well, now that I'm getting fatter just thinking about that buttermilk thing. And I'm encroaching into James's shot here. So I guess.
No, you fat.
I guess the blimp is the blimp.
The blimp is the blimp. Yes.
Good year.
Dawn says, good morning. Happy to be with the greatest people on this side of heaven.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Another from Dawn on Rumble. Dropping my morals has set me free. I did not give them up for myself, of course, but it has broken the curse of judgment.
That's
you are
right.
A miracle in my life, JLP. Thank you.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Did you drop your morals or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Well, yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
A
very generous Rumble rant from Apple 2691. Hi, Jesse and crew. Happy Thanksgiving. Just to let you like your T-shirt says, stay with it. Still pray morning and night and try to staying out of my head. I'm thankful for DJT and JLP and Patriots. Thanks, emojis.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee. Happy Thanksgiving, Jesse and crew. I've been wanting to call into the show just to say hi, but honestly, since I've forgiven, I don't have any problems anymore. Not much to talk about. Ha ha.
Amazing. Well, you can be a witness to someone else. When you people hear you that you forgave them, some people will be encouraged, but thank you.
Thanks for everything, guys. Enjoy your holiday.
Yeah.
Ryan, 40 coffees, very generous. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thanks for your support.
Ronnie in Ohio. Uncle Jesse, do you fear evil, and how do you know that you do or don't fear evil? Happy Thanksgiving.
Good question, Ron. I have no fear at all. Zero fear. So that's how I know I fear no evil. There's nothing to fear. Evil has no power, no authority. Zero. Thank you, Ronnie. And don't forget to support Ronnie. We're trying to raise $50,000, all right? We have a matching challenge grant. We got to raise $50,000. Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you. Being Enlightened Till I Rise, 15 coffees. Morning, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving. Wishing you all well on this glorious day of coming together to eat some turkey. Finally able to watch live for once this week.
Amazing. Cool. Thank you. Thanksgiving.
And we'll have to read the rest later.
Tomorrow,
guys.
Open Line Friday.
We'll be live.
Thank you all. Amazing. I'm so out of time. Be comfortable to have Thanksgiving. And good to see your son again, huh, y'all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Do you like the little Hustard or the big Hustard better?
Like the three little bears.
Remember Luther Vandross when he would get fat sometime and then he'd get skinny and get fat and then the black was in. Do you like the fat Luther or the skinny Luther?
I got to look into that.
Oh, you don't know about that?
I know
Luther, though, right?
Of course.
He should get fat and skinny. He did, now.
Yep.
He did.
He was a yo-yo diet person.
Something.
Hey, you know.
But he would get fat and then the black was like, do you like the fat Luther or the skinny Luther?
I think he only got skinny and then he died.
Oh, he did?
Something like that. Oh. That's what I heard.
Don't get skinny.
That's true.
We don't want you dead.
Well, thank you to everybody. And
it's good to see you, man.
Yes.
Absolutely. I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming now. I'll be back tomorrow. Open Line Friday. Rick out of Virginia. Jaime. And somebody just dropped a new caller. Somebody, William out of California. I am so out of time. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek will rise. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you from all of us. Include Hassan, he's with you too. Right, Hassan?
Thankful. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
And thank the country for voting Trump.
And what's your dog name? Sandy.
Sandy.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sandy. Sandy has a beta back like Hake.
Who let the dogs out?
That's right. Ooh. All right, folks. Bye. Thank y'all. Some of you know we have, under my nonprofit bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, and we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We have a home for young men. We tutor. We counsel. We help find jobs. We have church services. We have men's forums the first Thursday night of every month. We also have women's forum the third Thursday night of every month. And Sunday morning meetings for everybody, men, women, and children, everybody. And it's growing. It's growing. So, and for those who have stuck in there, they're doing amazing things. Those who want quick fix, they're not, right? Everything is a growing thing. You grow into love. You grow into life. You grow into wealth. You grow into everything, right? So check us out on RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, all right? Or call 800-411-BOND. So here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point